WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cheers are replacing the sound of bombs in Gaza's Khan Yunis. This after President Trump announced Israel and Hamas have a deal for Hamas to release all remaining hostages and for Israel to withdraw its forces to a, quote, agreed-upon line. In Tel Aviv, Hostages Square filled in celebration. Families awaiting the hostages' return, possibly in a few days. BBC's Lise Doucet is in Tel Aviv, reporting the agreement now needs official approval from the Israeli government.
We understand they will meet in the afternoon today, Israeli time. Then that is when the ceasefire will take effect, and then the hostages will begin to be released. And the Israeli Prime Minister, when he spoke to President Trump on the telephone, invited him to come and address the Israeli parliament, the Knesset.
BBC's Hugo Bashega reports procedural issues remain to be settled, but the outlines of the deal are clear.
This first phase will obviously include the release of the remaining hostages, including the 20 hostages who are believed to remain alive in Gaza, in return for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza.
According to the military's U.S. Northern Command, approximately 500 National Guard soldiers from Texas and Illinois have been, quote, employed in the greater Chicago area to protect ICE agents and other U.S. government personnel. Our Jennifer Kuiper reports the matter will be in court Thursday.
A federal judge in Chicago will hear arguments on a request for a temporary restraining order blocking National Guard members here. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller says of the request,
it details why this motion for temporary restraining order should be granted as a practical matter.
Including, Miller says, problems caused by witnesses and defendants not coming to court. Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor have argued there is no crisis requiring the troops' presence. President Trump says it's part of his crime-fighting crackdown. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A suspect is in custody and charged with intentionally starting the devastating Palisades fire in Southern California last January. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports a 29-year-old former Uber driver named Jonathan Rindernecht was arrested in Melbourne, Florida.
The fire killed 12 people, destroyed nearly 6,000 homes. ATF Special Agent Kenny Cooper.
You say it was intentional?
Yes, it is incendiary fire. We know he started that fire.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matinair and Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
A bumpy road in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, game 3 of the NLDS. The Brewers losing tonight in Chicago 4-3 to the Cubs. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester giving up 3 runs, including a home run to the Cubs' Michael Busch just in the first inning. Priester pulled after throwing 39 pitches, followed by Nick Mears with another 13, including a wild pitch. Jose Quintana later brought in his first appearance in a game since September 15th. So the Cubs stay alive. Game 4 tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Exact start time to be determined. NFL, the Packers practicing in pads in Green Bay today, getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 3:25. The Bengals trading for Joe Flacco from the Browns to take over in Cincinnati. Head coach Zach Taylor says he intends to start Flacco at quarterback. The Bengals trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 60s. A slight shower chance for Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs into the upper 60s. More 60s this weekend. It's 42 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, is it normal for a government official to take $50,000 in cash in a fast food bag? Jim Santel, host of Amicus, the Law Review, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. Welcome into the world headquarters, Civic Media, downtown Madison, at the crossroads of State Street and Fairchild. Look at the old Sam Davison street cam. For those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, look at that. Blue skies here in downtown Madison. Leaves that kind of a golden brown, not a golden color, golden yellow, I guess you might say.
Before
a few people out there walking around.
Before the show, Todd and I walked to go get some coffee.
Yes.
And with the very blue sky today, it contrasts very nicely with the Capitol building.
Yes, absolutely. It certainly does. So it's a beautiful day. Hope you get out and enjoy it. And coming up at the bottom of this hour, for some of our listeners, it'll be the Brewers pregame show as they get ready to take on the Chicago Cubs game 3 of the 5-game series, if needed. The Brewers are up 2-0 in terms of games. They can clinch the divisional series this afternoon. Pre-game show starts at 3:30. First pitch just after 4. For our listeners on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH up in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. For those listeners on those stations, you will be leaving our program at the bottom of the hour to go to the Brewers pregame show. And that is over the air, terrestrial radio, as they say. For those listening on the stream or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever, you will stay with our program. Cannot wait. We'll give you, I guess we'll be off the air just as the game gets underway. Mike Clemens, of course, is there, a great sports reporter. He will have updates and, of course, the final score right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So exciting stuff. Going to talk about the Brewers here a little bit more in just a minute. Also coming up, we have a What's Worse for You Today, Burials or Cremations. And at the bottom of this hour, if you want to skip the pregame show, listen to the show here because of a very important guest from the Hmong, Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Have a special event coming up this weekend in the Chippewa Valley, and pleased to have them here at 3:35 on the show. If you're going to listen to the pregame show over the air, that's great for the Brewers. You could also catch our interview with the Wisconsin Hmong Chamber of Commerce member via the podcast, or better yet, watch the replay on YouTube or Facebook as well. That's really the best way to catch it if you don't catch us live. We're going to do a little extended pregame show here for the Brewers. If you're watching on the aforementioned stream, got my October Baseball Brewers t-shirt on. Our Brewers jacket.
Thank goodness it's not a Cubs.
I know, right? I was looking at something that was talking about the Cubs on a piece of paper here. Our Brewers jacket as well, and hopefully the Brewers can close things out against the Cubs this afternoon. Couple of audio cuts for you via Mike Clemens, our aforementioned great sports reporter, who is at Wrigley this afternoon. Now, Quinn Priester is scheduled to be the pitcher this afternoon. But I was listening to radio this morning, as they say on another network, because you like to dial around. And Jeff Levering was on the radio this morning from Chicago, and he used a phrase that you hear on CBS's Big Brother: expect the unexpected. And I'm not saying that I know anything. I'm telling you what Levering said. He just said, expect the unexpected when it comes to pitching for Milwaukee. And I would not be surprised that they have Priester throw one pitch and then bring somebody else in. Or maybe Priester only goes for an inning or two and they bring somebody else in. Or maybe they surprise us all together. Because, and Levering pointed this out, Jeff Levering, play-by-play for the Brewers, that in Chicago, you can't see the bullpen. So the only way you know who's warming up in the bullpen is if they have a camera on. But announcers or opposition teams, you cannot see the bullpens unless you're in there or unless they turn the camera on for the network. I think it's on TBS this afternoon. So I think that's an interesting thing to watch as we go throughout today's game and further on into if there is another game needed in the NLDS and hopefully in the NL the Championship Series, which is looking like it'll be against Los Angeles. The Dodgers won the first two games of that series in Philadelphia, and now the Phillies are in LA tonight. So hard to believe that the Dodgers aren't going to win at least one of the last three games there. So looking like if the crew can round it out in Chicago tonight or tomorrow, that they would face the Dodgers. Here is what Quinn Priester had to say. At least we believe he's going to be the starting pitcher this afternoon. Here's what he told Mike Clemens.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
Quinn Priester also went on to talk about what if, now we hope that the Brewers wrap it up this afternoon, but what if it goes into yet another game in this five-game series?
I mean, we welcome it. We know they know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And like I said, I think if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
Quinn Priester at the press gaggle where Mike Clemens was at was asked, after the first pitch, do you kind of know, do you settle in or how soon do you know that this is going to be a good or a more difficult game for you? Here's Quinn Priester.
Some games, yes. Some games, no. Some games, like you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side or you pull it or whatever and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it. I think at any point, you know, you can feel like, you can go back out for the second inning and be like, oh, I just struck out the side in the first, but now I feel a little bit off. Like, that's where it's like, focus on over the plate. Stop focusing over the rubber. Stop, like, trying to think of why it was so good. Just keep executing pitches. And then you start to lose, like, oh, man, I feel really good. It's just, hey, I'm executing pitches.
Quinn Priester, who we anticipate right now is scheduled to be the Brewers starting pitcher this afternoon. Again, the pregame show coming up on some of our stations at the bottom of the hour. First pitch just after 4 o'clock. One of the underrated, perhaps, Brewers of this run thus far, William Contreras. Great catcher. Really, Pat Murphy calls him, the manager calls him, the heart and soul of the Brewers. Here's what Quinn Priester had to say on Contreras.
I've never not confident when I'm throwing because I trust 100% what he's calling back there. I think very rarely, a couple times a game maybe, I'm shaking to something I feel really, really convicted in. We're on the same page. We've worked together, at least I think 25 times, 24 times, something like that this year. And, I love having him back there. I love working with him. He's just an absolute competitor.
That was Quinn Priest right there. Jeff Perry on Facebook watching says, Todd, what if Craig Counsell is listening? You'll blow the pitching surprise. Yes, Jeff. I'm sure Craig Counsell has the Civic Media app on down there as the as the game gets going. Our very own Terry Barr also listening says, go Brewers. Says, Monday night, Terry was there at AmFam on Monday. She said it was so loud, it was awesome. Grab some pocket pancakes, too. Fantastic. That's awesome. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. Look, the admiration for Quinn Priester from the Brewers organization is stark. And Mike Clemens was there at this presser this week with the Brewers when manager Pat Murphy was asked about Quinn Priester's growth this season.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah, how rapid it's been. This guy went from, being a Triple-A pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence and giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher, very young.
Murphy was also asked about playing at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field this afternoon.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years, and I know how great this crowd can be and how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games. So we've got a battle on our hands, and we know that. And the crowd will inevitably play a role, in impacting the game.
One of the storylines of the game, again, pregame show coming up for some of our listeners at the bottom of the hour. And I've talked about this a little bit before the show. Craig Counsell, manager for the Cubs, of course, former manager of the Brewers, former player of the Brewers. His dad, Craig Counsell's dad, worked for the Brewers. Craig Counsell grew up going to games at County Stadium. Knew Bob Uecker very, very well, close friend of the family. And then Craig Counsell played for Pat Murphy, I believe, at Notre Dame when Murphy was either the main manager or one of the coaches at Notre Dame. And then Murphy went and coached at Arizona State, I believe. And then fast forward a number of years, and it was Craig Counsell who then hired his old manager, Pat Murphy, to come work for him with the Brewers organization. So they know each other really, really well. Here's what Murphy told Mike Clemens about Craig Counsell.
I mean, I know too well what a great competitor he is, his own career. He was never a five-tool player, but he found a way to win championships and help his team. And you can't ask a teammate on his Marlins team or his Diamondbacks team that doesn't revere the impact he had on those teams. However young and however in 2001 with the D-backs, I mean, they rave about it. And he's right in the middle of it. And then as a manager in the big leagues, I stood next to him for that many years and saw the way he washed off losses. I saw the way he got teams ready to play. So I have great respect for him and know what kind of competitor he is.
Pat
and
Murphy,
I respect the Cubs team. I think their team's really good.
Pat Murphy on Craig Counsell and the Cubs. Again, the game pregame underway here at 3:30 and the first pitch just after 4 o'clock on many of these fine stations. It is coming up on 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. I'm not sure if it's timely.
Maybe not for this one.
Maybe not for this one. Let's get right to the category. The category today, end-of-life decisions. What's worse, a burial or a cremation? A burial or a cremation. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, burial or cremation? Also, come on back. I have a major announcement about a giveaway we're doing tomorrow and Friday. You are not going to want to miss it. It has to do with the Green Bay Packers. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, October 8th. All you Packer fans out there, football fans in general, we have a new movie coming out here later this month. We had the two of the producers on, our friends Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry, were on this show. It's a great film. I've seen the trailer. Have not seen the film yet. Seen the trailer. It's called No Packers, No Life. It's about this group of avid Japanese Packer fans in Tokyo who make the pilgrimage to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the first time and what that whole experience was like, how they view the Packers in Green Bay, how the people in Green Bay welcomed the folks from Japan. And it's premiering at the Marcus Theater next Wednesday down in Waukesha. We are going to be there broadcasting the show live on Wednesday for the world premiere. Former Packer Antonio Freeman and George Koontz are going to be there as well. And so hopefully have them on the show. What the producers of the film have done, they're so gracious, they have given me three pairs of tickets for the world premiere of this movie at 5:30 in Waukesha next Wednesday, October 15th. And starting tomorrow, Friday and Monday, in the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to have a trivia contest. Not a contest, but...
actually trivia this time.
It'll actually trivia. We're going to ask you a Green Bay Packer trivia question, and then the first person to call in each day with the correct answer wins a pair of tickets. These are worth $140 or so a piece to the VIP. There's a reception. You get to meet some former Packers. You get to go to the movie, see the filmmakers, ask questions. So we're going to give away a pair of VIP tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life starting tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. So be here. Do not miss it. All right, let's finish up. What's worse, burial or cremation? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie, on the line in the North Woods. Ollie, burial or cremation? What's worse?
Well, I'm going to try to make this quick. I had my funeral all planned out at one time. I decided that I would not have my casket up until everybody was sitting down, because my husband always said I'd be late for my own funeral, and they would just push me up after the funeral started. And then I'd have on the side of my casket, I'd have a little sign that said, "And no, Dad, I didn't stop for a garage sale," because that was my parents' complaint, was I wouldn't get there until midnight of the day I said I was coming, because I'd have to stop at all the garage sales on the way to their house.
Ollie, that's fantastic. You and I are very alike. I've said the same thing. I said, start my funeral 15 minutes after it's advertised, because people say I'm always 15 minutes late. So,
yeah.
I love
but
it.
Now I've decided that I'm going to go with cremation.
All right.
Because it's my last best chance to lose weight and not gain it back.
That's great, Ollie. I appreciate it. Have a great day. So there is a vote for burials are worse. What's worse, burial or cremation? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, burial or cremation? What's worse?
Man, I've always thought that making a line to look at a dead person was just about the most gruesome thing you could think of.
Right.
So yeah. I think that probably answers my opinion on that question.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm signed up to have cremation and have my ashes put into fireworks and have them fired off. I figure if you're going to go to heaven, that's a spectacular way to go.
I like that. I like that. Being put in a firecracker, a firework, and just blast it off. That's good, Jack. I like that. Thank you so very much. What's worse, burial or cremation? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 off the text line. By the way, it's Mom. Saying burials cost about double.
Do they? I believe it.
So, well, I mean, you don't have to have a big wood. Well, a lot of them are very fancy, these caskets these days.
True. Well, even if they're not, it's expensive.
And you got to have a vault. You got to put it in a vault and all that kind of stuff. Cremation, a lot simpler, right? What's worse, burial or cremation? Cam in Appleton says, if I had to be in a casket, I'd want to make the boards loose so when they lifted up, I flopped out.
Another prank. Yeah.
Another prank. All right. Very good.
I do think they have more opportunities for pranks.
Brett in Brown Deer says, burial, listening on WAUK, by the way, 100.3, our new frequency. In addition to 540 on the AM side, now you can listen to AUK at 100.3. Great signal for downtown Milwaukee there. Brett in Brown Deer says, burial is worse. Whoops. We got to go back there. Sorry about that. Burial is worse. Leave the land for those that come after. Besides, being buried freaks me out. Well, yeah, you always hear those stories, right, but this is before embalming.
Right.
Now that you're embalmed, you're not going to wake up in a casket. I mean, if you do, you're probably possessed. Let's go quickly to Troy about Horeb. Troy, burial or cremation, what's worse?
Burial's worse, but since we're given ideas, I always said Halloween's my favorite holiday. I'd like to be taken to a taxidermist, have all my skin removed, and then the kids can use my skeleton as a Halloween prop.
You want to be taxidermied?
Yeah.
That's something else. I have not heard that one. Thank you, Troy.
I don't think I have either.
I mean, they do this for pets. Like, you could have your dog, your cat taxidermied.
That's interesting.
That'd be kind of creepy to have Grandpa Joe standing in the corner for the, you know.
That would be very creepy.
Zomers, what's worse, burial or cremation?
I think probably burial for reasons other people have said.
All right.
It can be creepy.
PJ on YouTube says burial is worse because your body is taking up space on the earth after your soul has been vacated.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News special report. President Trump announced Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his peace plan to pause fighting and release hostages. He said this to Fox News about the hostages.
They're deep. They're deep in the earth, and they're being gotten, and a lot of things are happening right now. As we speak, so much is happening to get the hostages freed.
Israel will release some Palestinian prisoners. The news resulted in celebration in Gaza's Khan Yunis. BBC's Lise Doucette is monitoring reaction in Gaza.
The scenes that we're seeing in the images being sent from Gaza, in a place which lies in utter ruin, where nothing works anymore, that a Palestinian activist is going through the destroyed streets and crying out that a deal has been done, like an old crier from, you know, centuries gone by.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
A bumpy road in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, game 3 of the NLDS. The Brewers losing tonight in Chicago 4-3 to the Cubs. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester giving up 3 runs, including a home run to the Cubs' Michael Busch just in the first inning. Priester pulled after throwing 39 pitches, followed by Nick Mears with another 13, including a wild pitch. Jose Quintana later brought in. His first appearance in a game since September 15th. So the Cubs stay alive. Game 4 tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Exact start time to be determined. NFL, the Packers practicing in pads in Green Bay today, getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 3:25. The Bengals trading for Joe Flacco from the Browns to take over in Cincinnati. Head coach Zach Taylor says he intends to start Flacco at quarterback. The Bengals trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2007, co-hosts of The View, Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, came to blows on the set. Can't believe I missed that. The skirmish was over an argument about the Iraq War. O'Donnell recently appeared on the Ricky Lee, Tim, and Joel podcast and said she feels like the producer set the whole thing up. O'Donnell came to this conclusion when she realized there was a split screen being used for the whole episode. O'Donnell left the show shortly after. Hasselbeck stayed on until 2013. I Play Rocky is a new film about the making of the film Rocky. The Peter Farrelly-directed movie is currently in production and has announced that Matt Dillon will play Frank Stallone Sr., Sylvester Stallone's father in real life. The film will tell the story of Sylvester Stallone's struggles as an actor until he wrote Rocky and stuck to his guns while fighting for the chance to play the title character in his own script. Rocky went on to win the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1977. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, hear all news all morning, weekdays from 6 until 9, from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 60s. A slight shower chance for Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs into the upper 60s. More 60s this weekend. It's 42 right now.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to make the popcorn pick of the week. Then joining me in studio is children's illustrator Rob Momartz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. Aaron Zommer is on the board playing some very interesting and good music, Mr. Zommers. More on that in a bit, right? This is going to have to do with our next guest here. Very pleased and honored to have our next guest. He is the board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association in the greater Eau Claire area. Lar Kong Zhang joins us via StreamYard from the Eau Claire area. And Lar, thank you so very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Todd and Aaron, for inviting me on to the show too as well. I appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure. My sister and brother-in-law live in the Eau Claire area, and so I get up there quite a bit. And I have an appreciation for how entwined and how appreciated the Hmong community is, especially in that part of the state. And I know you have a special event coming up this weekend. We want to talk about that a little bit. But as we do with all of our first-time guests on this show, Lar, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you came to be associated with the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association in Eau Claire.
All right. A little story about myself, too. Here's a little background. I was born and raised right here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Went to the local elementary schools here, high schools here, North High School, go north. And my dad came from Laos all the way to Chicago, then came to Eau Claire and built our family here in the small town Eau Claire, and has grown to one beautiful city here that has accepted our community here.
Explain to folks, and I know a little bit, but I'm certainly not an expert in this. The Hmong community has a rich history in Wisconsin, and explain to folks what it was that made Wisconsin kind of a landing point for immigrants to come here in the Hmong community. What drew them to Wisconsin, and why Wisconsin?
Yeah, when the Hmong got displaced, or the Hmong diaspora, we got put into bigger cities first. The Hmong families got put into bigger cities. Like I said, my family came to Chicago first, and it seemed like it was a little bit too hectic for them because our background is in farming. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin in the small town, rural areas, Eau Claire, that was still small town farming. I remember when my dad, growing up here, they came here, in the gardens, we're helping farmers with their cucumbers and picking that for their business. So for the farming business. So I believe the farming business is what brought us to the smaller rural areas.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but much of the community, or at least some of the initial immigrants, were essentially refugees of Laos due to war. Is that correct?
Definitely, yeah. We're displaced to helping out with the secret war. It was in parallel with the Vietnam War too. But the Hmong had special tasks to help down American pilots, help with shooting down communications with the communists, and for being in that role, playing that part. That's when the United States pulled out. That's when our Hmong people had dispersed and had to run to refugee camps and swim across, run through the jungles, bring their family, whatever they can, to the jungles, and then swim across the Mekong River to refugee camps in Thailand. And that's where hundreds and thousands of Hmong people eventually died too as well.
I think it's an important story for our listeners to hear across the state, because I think a lot of people understand, at least tangentially, the Vietnam War at a certain level, but the role that the Hmong people had in Laos and the story of your community often goes, in my opinion, unfortunately and sadly overlooked, and the fact that many people in your community at the time were just kind of, as you said, left to fend for themselves, and then eventually, to some degree, helped as refugees and brought to the United States. And I think that's an important historical point that more Wisconsinites should understand.
Definitely. And I believe that that should be taught in all schools in Wisconsin. And I know that the governor has passed a law to have the teachings of the Hmong in the school programs, in the school classes, because it's important. Sometimes if other individuals like my kids, they don't really know who they are now. They don't know, they don't speak the Hmong language, but it's important that it's part of our history. It's part to know that it's good to know that the Hmong people was with the United States, helping out the United States.
We're talking with Lar Kong Zhang here from Eau Claire area. He is the board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. Lar, talk to us a little bit about the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. How did it start, and what's its mission and role in the Chippewa Valley area?
Yeah, the Hmong Mutual Assistance started in 1982 when the Hmong people arrived. The first Hmong family arrived here in Eau Claire in 1976. Mm-hmm. So, and the first Hmong individuals arrived in America in 1975. That's why we're celebrating 50 years in America. It's a big milestone. But in 1982, the Hmong and Eau Claire kind of got together and started the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association to help with the language barrier, to kind of help with finding jobs. One big aspect was they were coming back from a war-torn country and there was no jobs. They didn't have anything to rely on. It's kind of hard to even speak the language. Mm. What they had was just clothing on their back. So this association helped them learn skills to help them with jobs, language skills, go to school, and kind of help them fit into the society, which they completely don't know anything about. But the association has been here for a long time, and we really do help with community focus, where we help with bilingual cultural tailored programs and support. We have a broad reach of 1,300 individuals in the community too, with helping with housing, education, services, and we do also operate other programs too with sexual assault victims, domestic assault. We also have consistent community like food pantries in our association too as well. So our services does expand more than just the Hmong community since we've been here, but we've come here to help other individuals that's gone through what we've gone through too as well.
We're speaking with Lar Kong Zhang from the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association in Eau Claire. And Lar, I have two godsons. They're half Salvadoran. Their mom is originally from El Salvador. And I think there are so many people, Wisconsinites, who, you know, they don't have just German white heritage. They're from mixed families or what have you. And in this state, it seems like we're very proud to have Oktoberfest and German Fest and Italia Fest. But I think whether it's Latino community or the Hmong community, some of these other communities are not always celebrated enough, in my opinion. And I think there's almost, unfortunately, some withholding of culture. I know from what you've provided us, you experienced a little bit of that growing up. It was your dad. He was the first Hmong elected official in Wisconsin, I believe, and he helped you kind of embrace your heritage.
Yes, most definitely. My dad's name is Joby Zhang. He was the first elected official here in Wisconsin, maybe in the United States. He ran in out of places. It's Eau Claire, Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm so proud and happy about Eau Claire being first for Hmong firefighter, first for Hmong principal, elected Hmong principal, first for Hmong anchors, news anchors. So there's a lot of firsts in Eau Claire here. So my dad was the first elected official, which proved to us and showed us that it gave us the confidence that about the community, the leadership, and what we can do, there's endless possibilities.
I love this because, and we take this show on the road. We've done it from Eau Claire before at Shift Coffee and at the Pablo Center and other places. And as I travel around, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, the southwest part. But as you travel around, it turns out that at the end of the day, we're just all Wisconsinites. And if we could get past language or ethnicity barriers or religious barriers and just focus on firefighters, educators, we all are just the same. And we all appreciate and love the same things. And that's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Definitely. Like I said, I was born and raised in here. I didn't go through all the growing pains that my parents, they did. Each generation goes through different types of thing where I was born and raised here, and I was stuck in between two cultures, speaking Hmong and then at home and then going to school and then speaking the English and then being proficient at Hmong. But then when I want to speak at Hmong at school, no one knows except the other Hmong students. And it's kind of sometimes embarrassing for us to kind of talk or show our culture and heritage at school. But my dad showed us that it was okay. My dad was a big performer. He has a lot of shows, done performances for PBS, Wisconsin, through all schools and through businesses to kind of show and be an advocate for our Hmong culture and who we are and what we do and our playing our instruments to make sure everyone has to understand that we're here and we're going to be impactful individuals in society.
To your point, Aaron Zomers, our producer, played some of the music you provided us on the way in, some of this great music. And you have a celebration taking place here very soon, the Eau Claire Hmong New Year taking place in Eau Claire. Tell us a little bit about that and how people could participate.
Yeah, definitely. So one thing was that when COVID happened, right, COVID seemed like it was a thing of the past, but it's not. Ever since COVID, we haven't had a New Year here. Until last year. So last year was our first New Year. We missed out in 5 years of New Year's celebration. And it kind of felt like there was a void in our community. There was a void, especially in me. My son was born during COVID and he has never experienced a New Year, a Hmong New Year celebration. But for these Hmong New Year celebrations, it's a celebration of our elders, our ancestors, and our culture, a celebration of a feast and the end of harvest for our community. And it brings our community and everyone together to have feasts together, to see our one another from afar. Like we'll have the Eau Claire New Year, but they'll have a Madison New Year, they'll have Milwaukee New Year. So when we have our Eau Claire New Year, all the other surrounding cities will be coming to our New Year to celebrate friends, family, and relatives, and have a feast together, eat and drink together, and celebrate with all these singing and singing instruments and are showing off our clothing. And if you haven't seen our clothing, it's something so unique,
beautiful,
and so wonderful and beautiful. You can tell someone of Hmong descent is coming your way if you can just hear all the jingle of the coins hitting each other. So that's something unique. But our Eau Claire Hmong New Year is something wonderful where it's happening at the Sinotag Event Center, which was just built last year in 2024. Sinotag Center, it's on Menominee Street here in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. And it's happening October 11th and 12th. It's happening this weekend.
So this weekend at the Sinotag Event Center in Eau Claire goes both Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. And it's open to the public, right? Admission $8?
Yep, open to the public. Admission $8. We'll have food trucks right in the front of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. The parking lot, just be aware of the parking spaces. The Sinotag doesn't have that much parking in the front, but we have access to Menominee Street parking and Carson Park. We have busing from Carson Park to the parking lot back and forth. But it's going to be awesome. We have some sporting competitions happening in the field house as well as vendors in there. And the field house is a big 100-yard football field there too. So, and I got to brag about it. It's the eighth largest field house in NCAA. And it's one of the biggest event center in the Northwestern region.
Stay with us, Laura. We'll pick it up on the other side. Got to do a little business here. We are speaking with Laura Zhang, Kong Zhang from Eau Claire about the Hmong New Year happening this weekend in the Chippewa Valley. Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather, and then our great sports reporter Mike Clemens is in with a sports report, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show and Pete Schwabe and Nightlight across most of these stations. Now, on some of our stations, namely WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, those stations will be carrying the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field this afternoon. You could hear that over the air, as they say, terrestrial radio on those stations. On the stream, we can't stream the game because of Major League Baseball owning those rights. So on the stream, you'll hear the Maggie Dawn Show at 4 o'clock. But over the air of those stations I mentioned, you will hear the Brewers game. Go Crew! Hopefully they can wrap it up this afternoon against the Cubs down there in Chicago. Right now, we're talking to Lar Kong Zhang from Eau Claire. He is the board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, talking about the Hmong New Year coming up this weekend in the, is it Sonatag? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Sonatag. Right.
Sonatag Event Center in Eau Claire is going to be going on both Saturday and Sunday, 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. It is open to everyone. Admission is $8 at the door. Kids 10 and under, as well as seniors 65 and older, are free. So it's a great chance to get out and learn about the Hmong community, have some great food, enjoy some great music, and have a great time. I mentioned my sister earlier. She lives up there in Eau Claire along with my brother-in-law and nieces. And Heather checking in on Facebook saying, the Hmong New Year is a fantastic celebration. I have attended in the past. I love when students wear their traditional clothing to school to celebrate. She is a teacher in the Eau Claire School District. Now, she teaches at Memorial, but she also has taught at North. So she's also she's not too entrenched in one of them.
Not too entrenched in the crosstown rivalry.
Right. Because you're a North graduate, is that right?
Definitely. All right. I'm a North graduate. So.
All right. Well, she's taught at both. anything else we need to know about the Hmong New Year Lar up there in Eau Claire this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the parking, it might be a little congested, but just be patient. We have busing from the Carson Park parking lot to back and forth from the Sonotag as well. And just come in. It might be a little shell shock. If it's going to be busy, you're going to see a huge stage, a huge stadium, like benches and a ton of people walking around to the food courts and everything. But if you have any questions, just ask around. Don't be shy. It's open for everyone. It's something unique. If you have never been to one, it's something unique where this year we have close to 41 dance teams that are competing for a competition of Hmong dance, traditional Hmong dances. If you haven't seen their attire and their dance routine, my goodness, last year I just wanted to give all the dancers some kind of prize, but we only have for a second, third, but the intensity and everything is just awesome there.
What you said earlier, I want to pick up on, and the little bit that again, through my former work in politics, my former boss toured the Hmong Center in Eau Claire, I just find the community and the people so welcoming and so friendly. And I think for those, you know, plain old white dudes or gals that grew up in Wisconsin, you mentioned earlier it was intimidating sometimes for you being a minority. I would say sometimes for people that grew up in not familiar. Maybe people out there listening are like, well, I don't know. I'd feel weird if I went. And that's not the case at all. You want people to come because the more we understand each other's culture, I think the better we get along.
Definitely. You know, like I said, that's how I do things too. Like if I go to like Oktoberfest, something where I'm not traditionally accustomed to, but I'm going to go out of my norm just to go out and check it out and see it through to kind of learn about different cultures in our community. Same thing. We are more than welcoming. And what better way to welcome anyone to come join us we're going to be talking about our food, right?
Right.
What better way than food? So
food is the international ambassador, right?
Definitely. So come and try our food. Try our Nava drinks. Try our papaya. Try our Hmong sausages. There might be some stuff that it's a little bit acquired taste, but when it comes to like Hmong sausages, sticky rice, pork belly, we're going to have a ton of variety of foods here. So come on through. Don't be afraid to ask. We want to invite everyone to come and check it out and just try something new, a new experience and kind of like the, wow, how come I haven't been here before?
Right. Zomers has the on the Chiron there scrolling across the bottom of the screen for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. For those that are listening over the air, if you want more information, just get on the old Google or put in the old www, and it's Eau Claire Hmong, spelled Hmong, newyear.com. Eau Claire Hmong newyear.com. You can find out more information there. Lar, anything that we have not asked you yet that you want to make sure people know either about the association or about the event?
No, like I said, just come through and come support our community here. It might be a little bit overwhelmed, but at the end of the day, I think we're more than welcoming and want everyone to come see our culture, our rich culture, and what we have to offer for the community. And I know it's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. Yeah. You can go to the pumpkin patch, come back, and then come grab a few drink, a boba tea or another drink over at the New Year and grab some food. Come check it out too as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Lar Kong Zhang, board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association in Eau Claire. Thanks for taking the time. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, and we'd love to have you back another time.
Thanks a lot, Todd and Aaron, for having me on too as well. We appreciate it. everything that you guys do for our community. Oh,
thank you so much. Have a great day up there. A great event this weekend.
You
all
too.
Right. All right. Thank you so very
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate Laura and appreciate Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 for being on the program. Zomers on the board and all of you for listening. Brewers get set to take on the Cubs next on several of our stations on the stream and the rest of our stations. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and go crew. We'll see you tomorrow.
And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first stage of a deal to end the war in Gaza and send 48 remaining hostages home.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
All
the president spoke to a group of hostage families over a phone speaker. In Jerusalem, BBC's Hugo Bachega reports the Israeli government is expected to give final approval to the deal.
We haven't seen the deal yet, but obviously what was different in these negotiations was the personal involvement of President Trump, who has put a lot of pressure not only on Hamas, but also on Israel and on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, apparently telling the Prime Minister that the time had come for a deal and the time had come for the war to end.
Linda Gradstein reports President Trump is getting credit from both sides.
Prime Minister.